Parshas Vayigash, the Eish Kodesh brings the Maisa that Yosef and Binyamin lean on each other when they finally have a moment to communicate with each other in an honest way. Yosef has revealed who he is. And Yosef and Binyamin, brothers who haven't seen each other in their true faces for years, fall on each other and they cry on each other's shoulders. So if I pull out Savar Binyamin Echav, that Yosef fell on his, or put his head down on his neck. And Rashi says that the two of them were crying on the Mikdashos Shasidim Lios Bechokehem Lecharev, that the Beis HaMikdash, both of them, the Beis HaMikdashos, would eventually be destroyed, and that's why there was crying. And then it says, Gam Be'echav, it says Gam Be'echav Ksiv Vayev Kalehem, it also says that he cried on his other brothers, but it doesn't say on their neck. But in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there's a discussion about mitzvos, and the Gemara says that mitzvos lav lehanos nasnu, that nisnu, that we were not given mitzvos for hana. The purpose of Hashem giving us mitzvos was not so that we would have necessarily a gvaldic life, that we'd have great things, that we'd have hana from these mitzvos. And Rashi explains, ela l'ol savarehim nisnu. We were given mitzvos to be an ol, to be a yoke on our shoulders, on our necks. And that's why the Eish Kodesh says that when he cried on the brothers, and it doesn't say neck, that what he was crying on at that moment was that there would be no ol mitzvos when we were being a churban. When there is a time of destruction, there wouldn't be any ol. And that means, the Rebbe continues, we all have an ol mitzvos on us. We have mitzvos that we have to do. We have to daven, and we have to learn, and we have to do all the myriads of things that we have to do to connect to Hashem. But when there is a makom tsar, or a sh'as tsar, things are difficult in the world or in our lives, so that ol becomes removed from us. We don't have the same ol, the same capability to fulfill the mitzvos that are incumbent upon us to fulfill. We are in a situation like that. There are maybe more people learning Torah than there have been in many years, but there also might be more bittul mitzvos than ever. The amount of people there are in Klal Yisrael and our matzav of Chorban right now, that there's nothing going on. That Mamish, this is what Yosef was crying about on his brothers, that there would be no own mitzvos, nothing going on. And that's why in the Hemshech of this story, when Yosef eventually sees his father Yaakov, so Yosef falls on him, on Yaakov, and he cries, but Yaakov doesn't. So why? We know because Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. There's a lot of discussion on this whole Maisa, of what this means and how he could do that. And the Eish Kodesh says that when Yosef saw Yaakov, he saw, wow, this is Mamash Golos. Even Yaakov is in Mitzrayim. This is where it begins. There's going to be a loosening of the ol, or an impossibility of the ol mitzvos. And he cried. But Yaakov, the Eish Kodesh says, Poshup and Mesiris Nefesh, with Mesiris Nefesh, even though he hadn't seen his own son in so many years, he thought he was dead. At that moment, when he saw Yosef was crying, he said, I have to say Kriya Shema. Because at this moment, Dafka, at the beginning of this Golos, I have to make sure that I'm making the point for me and for everyone, there is no Frikas Ol Mitzvos. We cannot let the responsibility of us to learn and to daven and connect to Hashem, we cannot let that responsibility go even for one moment. There needs to be an extreme Zrizus for Mitzvos right now, as soon as I can. And that's why it says in the Sfarim and Gedoshim and the Or V'Shemesh and other places, Shahaish Sha'imir Baboker Krishma Kitikuna, if a person says Krishma when they're supposed to, the sources say, and I think that's what's referring to, Kivasikin, that if you say Krishma at the first moment that you really can, at the appropriate moment in the morning, as avodaso es Hashem Shebechol Hayom Ula Kitikuna, then your avoda that entire day will be according to the way that it's supposed to be. So The remez here is that just like we say Kriya Shema is an inyan, if you say Kriya Shema in the morning at the time that you're supposed to, your whole day will be perfect in your avodas Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu was saying, here is the techila of our golos, and I have to say Kriya Shema right away. And the message for us, I think, or at least one that we can take from this, is that we have to understand the matzav of Klal Yisrael right now, and we also have to be sensitive to our own matzav and have an incredible zrizus to say, I'm going to stop everything else in my life right now that isn't necessarily as important, and I'm going to do more. I'm going to do more right now than I have to do, whether it's my chiyuvim or it's a reshus that I want to add onto my life. That's the only way that we're going to give koach to ourselves, that we should be able to put this old mitzvah back onto Klal Yisrael.